CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get into some news. Here's Mubs with the latest.
Okay, two things. Firstly, do you think that people like you? And secondly, if not, what is it that people dislike about you?
Too handsome, too clever, threatens people.
Oh, okay.
Too needy, also so threatening.
You're too needy.
No, I'm not too needy. I'm just
saying. No, make it about yourself.
Oh.
People who
so
I,
it was about me, right?
People who I like generally like me. Other people, yeah.
Okay, so Gareth, do you think you're a likable guy?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Well, I might be. I think when people meet me, they say to me, oh, well, you're so much nicer than I thought you'd be. So they have a horrible impression of what kind of a person I am before they meet me, which is not good. But I can't help thinking that's because of idols and, you know, that's and having an opinion. That can be very upsetting to people who don't.
Mm.
They're like they're a bit threatened by that.
I like you, Gareth.
A lot of people think confidence is arrogance and vice versa, but I genuinely I think I'm not objectionable. I'm not hateful.
I quite like you, Gareth.
God likes you, Gareth.
Yes,
thanks. God likes me.
Nice.
No one else. Sia.
There was awkward silence in the studio.
People like Sia.
Yeah. I'm trying
they're
to.
Very, there's nobody that I know that doesn't like
oh,
you.
Oh, no. I like Sia way more than I like you guys. I mean, I like you. Oh. But Sia is the best.
Yeah,
no,
I'm sure. Stepping off my high horse for 2.3 seconds.
Well, high unicorn.
Oh, yay! High five. Sorry. As I was saying. If I have to be honest,
I still love you.
I think for the select few who need a brain scan, who don't like me, for them, I think it's because I'm a lot for them. You know, like usually people are used to people operating on like 70% energy. When you meet someone who's like 120%, it's like, what is going on right now? Get away from me.
You're a lot here, but I need a lot.
Oh, okay.
That came out way creepier than it was.
I really don't know where this is going. As you were, Mabale.
All right. Well, we like it when science gets involved in answering questions that we may have. Mm. And so they have. Here's 13 things that make people dislike you immediately, according to science. Okay?
All right. This is important. Mm. Everybody pay attention because this could be the thing that changes your day.
Now, as we go through this list, some of these things might seem completely ridiculous to you. But try and think in the back of your mind which one of these you're guilty of. So the first thing that will make people dislike you immediately, according to a study that was conducted at Birmingham Business School, sharing too many photos on Facebook.
Oh, that's horrible.
Shit.
We already got one down.
Yes! I feel vindicated about
well so
not
far.
Even having one post on Instagram. Not even one.
I share that shit on Instagram and then I share it from there to Facebook.
I feel so vindicated. So if you're the kind of person who shares snapshots of your honeymoon, your cousin's graduation, mm-hmm. your dog dressed in a Halloween costume, all in the same day, the suggested thing here is you might want to stop.
Also just focus on the dog in the Halloween costume.
Yeah.
The other ones sound boring
I'm like,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I was also like, wait, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
All right. So
the lead study author, David Houghton, says this is because people, other than very close friends and relatives, don't seem to relate well to those who constantly share photos of themselves.
Right.
Be cautious when sharing and think how it will be perceived by all the others who may want to see it. Although sharing is a great way to better relationships, it can also damage them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so not too many Facebook photos is number one.
The thing that like drives me nuts is when somebody posts a constant stream. So like you need to, whatever you're doing, post a picture, wait a while. Like someone will be on holiday and they'll post 25 pictures from their holiday on Instagram at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like that's all your feed is. Or I got a mate who I love dearly who's currently visiting Ireland and he posts a photograph of it every, like he must be posting 20 a day. And it's like, okay, dude, I know you're in Ireland, like spread it out a little bit.
Too much. Yeah.
Like, just pace yourself.
Exactly. Now, how about this? Disclosing something extremely personal early on in a relationship. That is apparently something that could backfire.
It's how you build trust. God, I'm doing badly at this.
Yeah. So, in general, people like each other more after they've traded confidences, right? Like, you share a little bit of yourself, I share a little bit of mine, and then we feel like we're closer. Self-disclosure is one of the best ways to make friends as an adult. But psychologists say that disclosing something too intimate, say, for example, you want to share how your sister is having an extramarital affair at the moment, don't do it. while you're still getting to know someone, it can make you seem insecure and it will decrease your likability, according to science.
Yeah, I don't want to carry your baggage in 2 seconds. No.
So
in other words, you shouldn't share that you were molested.
Yeah. Hello.
Right, well, up front. I mean,
hello, I'm Gordon. I like a toothbrush in the batty when I burst.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sia, and I'm walking away from you forever.
That's it. That's how it goes.
It's exactly how that friendship would end.
So number one, don't post too many Facebook photos. Number two, don't share anything too intimate too soon.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is something that I am definitely guilty of. Asking someone questions without talking about yourself at all.
You are shrouded in mystery.
I almost never want to share anything with anybody ever.
That's true. Her own parents barely know her.
Yeah. Aside from your love of...
Of Jai.
Yeah, we know nothing.
That's it.
People generally like you less if you don't reciprocate when they disclose something intimate. It's a give and take situation. Mm-hmm. So if they share something with you, mm-hmm. the expectation is that you will also, you know, share a little bit of yourself, but not too intimate, as we discovered in the previous point.
Right.
Like, don't share extremely personal stuff too early on. But if you're constantly asking questions of the other person and never volunteering any information about yourself, that does not make you a very likable person.
But it feels like an interrogation, right?
But some people do like to talk about themselves. You, depending on the personality you're interacting with, you're like facilitating, ooh, this person's interested in me. Let me fluff out my peacock feathers.
Mm. There is a nice balance to be achieved here. I mean, for example, people will think you're fascinating if you talk just about them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They don't know a thing about you, but if you're talking about them, they go, wow,
this is such an interesting guy.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
But you do have to balance that with a little bit of give and take, because otherwise they are going to feel like they're on Third Degree with Deborah Patter.
Yes.
All right, next.
Only less aroused.
This one I found kind of bizarre. Posting close-up profile photos of yourselves makes you less likable than if
those people are jealous. Like, if I have been working on moisturizing and having even skin tone and amazing pores, I want to take a close-up selfie.
Yeah.
It's all about the numbers in this one. So research from California Institute of Technology suggests...
How many ugly people did they speak to?
I don't know, Gord. They didn't really provide that number.
Mm-hmm.
But they do say that faces that are photographed from just 45 centimeters away are considered less trustworthy and less competent than faces photographed from 135 centimeters away.
Sia's taking a selfie right now. That's about 45. No, that's too close.
That's too close.
That's one Rimilu. That's a Rimilu and a half.
Isn't that... Isn't that
a ruler's like... Yeah. This.
That's 30 centimeters? Look at him, and he's pouting and everything.
We call it auto fabulous mode. It comes in the newer models.
That's very good.
Millennials, beware, we're observing you.
Yeah.
Look at Sia. All right, he's taking pictures.
I just want to compare the two.
You were slightly too far on the second one.
All right, what else do we need to know is very off-putting, Mabs?
All right, acting too nice is apparently a problem.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So what?
What if you're naturally nice?
Yeah, exactly.
Bullshit.
I'm awesome.
I've got to curtail that. To strangers and all that kind of stuff. That is just lies.
Well, Mabali and Ben wouldn't understand this.
CliffCentral.com